I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. About 20% of Vermont school districts have already moved ahead with merger plans under the state's new school district consolidation law. And those were the easy cases. As the next bunch of school districts gets ready to put their plans together, education officials know there will be some tough questions to answer. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman explains.
Donna Russo-Savage works for the Agency of Education, and she's been meeting with school board members all over Vermont to help them understand the intricacies of the school district consolidation law. It's been more than 50 years since there was similar governance change when Vermont schools merged into Union High School districts. And so Russo-Savage says it's only natural that new challenges have to be addressed.
There's so many questions that have come up because it was a really long time ago that the Union High Schools were formed. And there are a lot of new issues that are arising, and people are trying to think ahead as much as they can, but sometimes it isn't until you're actually in the situation that you realize, gosh, there's nothing in here that helps us.
Russo-Savage was part of a group that met with four different Windham County school boards Monday as the state tries to get local votes held on district merger proposals. So far, about 50 school districts have approved their merger plans. Act 46 is laid out in three phases, and Russo-Savage says the Agency of Education didn't expect so many towns to get their district consolidation plans passed during the accelerated phase.
It was really expected that there would just be a couple of places that had really simple structures, that had long histories of working together, and that they would kind of zoom into this situation and provide a model for other places to see how things are done. The fact that there are as many as there are was a little bit surprising.
The accelerated phase, which ends on July 1st, offers an extra level of financial incentives. In Windham Southeast, which includes Brattleboro and four surrounding towns, there has been some tension over whether a vote will be held before the July 1st deadline. State Representative Mike Hebert is also chairman of the Vernon School Board. He wants the district to slow down and work a little more on its proposal.
You know, there's so many unanswered questions. I think this rapid pace is ill-advised. What we've heard is this process is destroying our supervisor union. People are fighting with each other. People are arguing, and it's not constructive. Can we slow it down and take that additional year to do something more positive?
The Windham Southeast board members who met Monday got their questions answered, but it wasn't clear if the district will get its proposal to the state board to beat the July 1st deadline. Before the plans go before voters, the State Board of Education must first approve the merger proposals. The state board has meetings scheduled for May and June, and statewide there will likely be another handful of plans approved in time for a vote before July 1st. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.